Welcome to Gadgets, a podcast from Gizmodo where we woman-splain the latest technology. I'm your host, consumer technology editor Caitlin McGarry, and I'm joined by my co-host, Gizmodo reporter Florence Ion. Hello, Flo.
Hi.
Thank you for joining me this week, as always.
Yes, this week, the week that is Christmas.
Oh my goodness.
There's so much right now.
There's a lot going on in the world. I don't even know what happened between last week and this week. It seems like everything just kind of went off the rails.
They freed Britney, so you're okay on that, just so you know.
Okay. Aside from that, I don't know what's going on. So, but if Britney's good, we're all good. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, because like as we're talking about today, Lord knows if she'll deliver us from all these NFTs.
You know what?
Which we keep bringing up every single week, and it's here.
So this week we're going to talk about the future, specifically the immediate future. We talk a lot about the future and, as Florence likes to remind us, the past. But I know a lot of people are curious about what's coming up in the new year, what we can expect to see from all of the major companies. So we're gonna chat about what we're seeing so far, what we expect. You know what? We're not going to dwell on NFTs too much because they don't deserve as much airtime as we've given them.
I had to get it out of the way. I know. Because it was, you know, it's like that mucus that just, you just got to clear it out of your throat.
Did we really need to?
I just felt, that's what's on my mind.
Mucus. Okay. Well, we're just going to keep it moving. So after we, you know, give a little tech forecast, we're going to have Gizmodo reporter Brianna Provenzano on to chat about something related to future technology, and that is Facebook's sunglasses, the company formerly known as Facebook. They're called Meta now. They worked with Ray-Ban to create a pair of sunglasses that can film people. So Brianna has been using them, and she's going to tell us whether that is the future that anyone wants or if they're more of a novelty. I think we kind of got the vibe, but we'll hear what she has to say about it. And then we're going to fangirl about chilling out, I think.
Or like trying to.
We're gonna try to chill out a little bit. So, Flo, you and I both kind of operate at like a very high frequency, just normally. Our brains.
I know I'm a little louder about it.
You are. My voice is a little calmer, but still a little bit intense.
You're very good at masking it. I'm very much like Cher Horowitz, just wearing my heart on my sleeve.
Sure. Yeah. Outwardly, I've got like this cool exterior, but inwardly, it's who
like
knows what's
Dion,
happening.
Very cool exterior.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about some strategies that we'd like to implement in the new year for, you know, bringing it down a couple of notches. I feel like everyone needs that right now. Like, we are all a little high strung. The world is kind of on fire. We're going to talk about how to take a breath. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So right after this, we're going to talk about the tech we expect in 2022.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
That was so soothing. We will be right back. Hello. Today is the winter solstice, which means the days are about to get longer.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
I'm so tired, by the way. I'm very tired. And not just because we're about to talk about, like, you know, tech that's about to come barreling toward us, but just this darkness. And I know we're not in the, like, super northern hemisphere, but oh my God. Waking up to darkness and then getting out of work to darkness, it's just not fun.
No, it's not. And you know what? It happens every year and still we are surprised that it keeps happening. So, but we wanted to take this opportunity as the sunlight returns to talk about what we expect in 2022. And right now, honestly, I gotta say, I am a little unclear as to what's gonna happen because, Flo, I gotta admit, I kind of thought that we were almost to the end of this pandemic situation. And you and I are prepared to cover CES, the biggest technology trade show of the year. It was gonna be in person again. Gizmodo is still undecided as to whether we are covering in person, but I don't know that it's actually going to happen. So we might just be seeing all of the gadgets we plan to cover virtually. Yeah.
This doesn't mean that we have free time, by the way. We're still going to be covering CES, so do not call us right now.
No. The first week of January is I love that other people get to take December off to just like chill, but December, January for us is kind of a nightmare. But it's cool because we get to see everything that's coming for the year.
It's true. Yeah. We get to see all the bleeding edge. We get to like, if we were there in person, we would get to like touch it or do a demo or, you know, have it be overly explained to us with so many buzzwords.
Sure. Yeah. All the buzzwords. Usually none of them make sense. But that's okay. That's all right. So we're going to get into CES in a future episode because we have
That's a whole thing. It's a whole beast on its own. We just want to let everyone know what we're dealing with.
Yes, we are gearing up for it as we speak. But in terms of what is coming in 2022, the thing I get asked about most often is what is Apple going to be doing?
Of course.
In the following year. And caveat, we don't actually know officially. Apple doesn't disclose its plans ahead of time. But all the rumors are indicating that we're going to see some form of headset coming next year.
Which is wild to me. I never imagined that Apple was going to be the one that was going to even get people excited about it. And remember, we lived through the Google Glass hole period.
We sure did. Yeah. We were like there as it was happening in San Francisco at the same time.
At our bars. People were getting punched for wearing these things. Mm-hmm. And back then it seemed so future-facing and it kind of stalled since then. And I think that's why I'm surprised that Apple is like reviving it in a sense.
I mean, it's been almost a decade since you and I first tried Google Glass, which is really wild to think about. But
I know.
A lot has changed. Technology has improved, obviously. But the thing that I find interesting is that Apple is all in on augmented reality. You know, Tim Cook has talked about this pretty extensively. But the first thing that is rumored to appear next year in terms of a headset is more of a mixed reality headset. So not exactly like the AR kind of glasses that we've kind of been thinking are on the way. And those are rumored to be coming in like 2025. So we're still a ways out from that.
Okay.
Yeah. So like the headset we're going to see in the new year is more like, I don't know, I would say like a helmet type situation. I don't know. I'm probably not describing it correctly.
I'm just like thinking Daft Punk at this point because I feel like it has to look that cool if it comes from Apple.
Yeah. The Apple helmet. Can you believe?
It
would look pretty cool, right?
I mean, look, they made a little slate of phone look good somehow. So
I know. So we'll see what that ends up looking like. But they have all of these plans for, you know, a pair of glasses, which we're going to talk with Brianna, like as to whether Facebook's version of smart glasses are really the future or if it's just sort of like a stopgap between, you know, what we have now and what's coming. I venture to say the latter. But obviously, there's going to be new phones. Like, there's going to be an iPhone 14.
There's going to be another Pixel. There's going to be another Samsung. There's going to, for some of us who might care, there's going to be another OnePlus.
There is another OnePlus. That one is confirmed. In terms of the iPhone, we're expecting, you know, like a punch hole display with, you know, so no more notch. Hmm. That's going to go away. I know, Flo's like, old hat, Android has had a punch hole forever.
Actually, no. I was just thinking. I know we've been talking about a new iPhone, I think, is supposed to come in 2022, like a whole new design. And
yes.
I'm just really trying to figure out, like, where Apple would go from here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing that people have been saying for a while, like analysts who cover Apple extremely closely, is that the company plans to make AR glasses like the future of iPhones. So you won't even have a phone anymore. You'll just wear glasses and you'll see everything you need to see overlaid on top of this reality as you walk around. And that to me sounds a little bit more appealing than living in the metaverse with goggles on for hours a day, right? Doesn't it make more sense to have a pair of glasses where you see information on top of the real world as you're moving through it instead of being locked inside?
Oh my God, that is so every sci-fi situation. It's completely...
I know.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? The sci-fi version of this or Silicon Valley's idea?
The sci-fi version. I mean, all of these CEOs and executives like grew up reading and watching this stuff, and they were like, that's it. We have to make that happen. And, you know, we're going to dive into this when we talk to Brianna. But I think the biggest issue so far, at least with headsets, glasses, et cetera, the thing that we experienced with Google Glass back in the day, is that none of these things are attractive. Like, your phone is cute, right?
It's... But you hide it. You put it in a pocket if you're lucky to have one as a woman. You know.
So true. So true.
But it's also a part of your aesthetic at the end of the day, too. Are you an iPhone? Are you an Android? That kind of thing. What kind of case do you have on it?
Yeah, there are tons of ways to personalize it. But like a pair of AR glasses or a VR headset is really hard to customize. And everything we've seen so far has been absolutely hideous. So I don't think we're going to see much movement on the design front next year. But I do think... I do think there's going to be a huge push toward making that a product that people would consider buying. And for better or worse, Apple will be the company to make the headset thing that people want to buy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah. When Apple puts its mind to something, I swear to God, because it wasn't until that iPhone came out in 2007 that people started to think about smartphones as a thing. I'll give them credit where it's due. I think that they would be the ones to kind of figure this out because, again, Google Glass holes.
Yeah. I mean, that was just like a brutal introduction to augmented reality.
It really was.
Like, just everything went wrong. Every possible thing went wrong.
And now it's been relegated, by the way, to the enterprise. So that technology, like, you'll see it maybe used, like, on a factory floor or, you know, if... giant warehouses, they have a lot of items that need to be indexed. Like, that's where those kind of things can really help. I'm still, the one thing I'm just not clear on is Apple saving their idea for the enterprise, or is this really for us, like, consumers, like, for everybody?
I think it's a consumer thing. They don't really design products for...
That's what I thought.
...for giant businesses. Like, they're a consumer-facing company. So I think any major leap in technology in terms of, you know, wearables, glasses, et cetera, it's going to be for the masses. And so they're going to really have to nail this launch if it actually happens in 2022, which, who knows, the supply chain is still a mess. The pandemic has not ended. We are still somehow back to square one with all of this, and it's very frustrating.
That's for darn sure, dude.
Yep.
Can't even, like, nothing more to say about that,
nothing,
man.
Nothing more to say.
We just really appreciate you're all here listening to us right now, because we're getting through this together.
We are getting through this together. On that note, we're going to have Brianna join us right after this break to talk about glasses.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Gadgets. This week we have Brianna Provenzano joining us to talk about Ray-Ban stories.
Yes.
Hi, guys. So,
hello. Welcome. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So for those who have not heard of Ray-Ban stories, they sound pretty harmless, and they look pretty harmless, just a pair of sunglasses from Ray-Ban. Like, everybody loves Ray-Bans, right? So tell us why these are not your average sunglasses.
So they're a pair of Ray-Bans that can secretly record people.
Oh, fun. nothing to see here.
I mean, they are really cool looking because they're just a normal pair of Ray-Bans. They're a little bit chunkier than your average pair of Ray-Bans, but it's pretty much imperceptible to the naked eye. And that's exactly why they're good, and also exactly why they're bad, because they just look like a normal pair of sunglasses. So if I'm walking down the street in Brooklyn, I can be snapping pictures of the people that are hanging out. I was just going to say hanging out on the playground, which is super creepy.
Yeah.
Children, but that's exactly why they're weird.
Yeah.
That's I would say that's also why they might entice some people, though, because the idea of being able to, like, easily grab video footage of your kid playing at the playground. I mean, that's way easier than me having, like, my phone in front of me and following around the kiddo at the same time, you know, and then she trips and falls and I have to stop the recording. I want it all to continue. Right. So live in the moment.
Okay. So Flo, sure. Talk to me about what the use case for these glasses would be. You're mentioning that you have a daughter, but they can only record like 15 seconds of video at a time.
Oh.
And I've been trying.
So they are like Snapchat spectacles, exactly, which, by the way, I bought.
Yeah. Do you use them?
No. No, I bought them like that first run that they did. I was like, oh, that's so cool. But they got old fast.
Yeah. I'm trying to sit here and think of like a situation where I would be really needing to use a hands-free recording device.
Handling a newborn, that's about it, yeah. Honestly. Or trying to cut the nails of a cat.
And record that. Favorite
hey,
memory
for man, me. How to for YouTube, you never know.
Okay.
Caitlin's giving me a look.
Okay. Sure, that's...
Content
creation, yes. So the way that you actually start to capture footage is with gestures, right? Or you like tap on the,
yeah,
on the frame.
They're not, yeah, I guess, technically hands-free in that sense because you are still tapping a button.
Right, so it's not really as... I mean, to me, it just doesn't seem any easier than using your phone. Although you can also, there's a voice assistant. You can say, hey, Facebook.
Yeah, you have to say out.
Totally normal. Hey,
Facebook. Snap that picture. And then that's what'll happen, which is even creepier than just doing it secretly.
Right, because you're just walking around talking to yourself. Hey, Facebook.
Hey, Facebook. They want you to say that out loud, too. I know it. They just want to find you going, hey, Facebook.
Oh, Facebook, always trying to make Facebook a thing.
Right. It's very Bond, the way you kind of just click it right near your temple. It's, you feel like a spy when you're doing it, which is cool, but also bad.
Not, you feel like a spy.
I don't want to be a spy in my neighborhood. Yeah.
So the only thing they do is take photos and videos, correct? Or do they play music?
They do play music and they can receive calls.
Okay.
They can't make out.
So, snowboarders.
Yeah.
Snowboarders.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
That's what they would use it for. I'm sorry. I said that out loud. I'm just thinking about
like
all
the,
these.
We're in the Facebook Ray-Bans pitch meeting and someone's like, what would anyone use these stupid things for? Snowboarding.
Snowboarders. Snowboarding.
Clipping your cat's claw. Like, right.
I'm trying. Listen, Brianna asked what we think that maybe she asked. Maybe she did it, and I thought that she did. And so I'm coming up with it,
yeah,
you know,
no,
coming up with all these scenarios that who I would buy these for. A new parent and a person who's like really into extreme sports. But it seems very limited thus far.
I mean, pretty cool limited. You're just walking around. You know, when there's like that moment and you're like, oh, I wish I had, like, you know, taking your phone out, just. It's already
the
over.
Sunset just over to your to the
going to be there in a minute when you know you could take your phone out and
fair
the whole thing, but fair. I guess if there's just some kind of fleeting
right fast moving objects.
I'm thinking about like
a car chase.
Yeah, like something bad is happening, or like it's happening really quick. But you know, you'd have to be wearing sunglasses in that situation, or I guess the clear frames. But
climate change, global warming, you need sunglasses. Mm-hmm. See? There's
Lo
totally
ideating in the pit room at Facebook right now.
Yes.
Throwing out, can we make it a climate issue?
can we make this about climate? Flo, you should be a consultant. The way your mind works is just like, It's too fast. Brianna, do you think this is the future of smart glasses? Like, is this a thing that people are going to buy?
No, I don't think that this is the future per se, but I do think that this is obviously Facebook's soft launch for some other kind of metaverse adjacent, or maybe not adjacent, you know, directly involved with the metaverse. I think this is Facebook trying to get us in the mindset of owning glasses that are the future.
Yeah.
So I don't think these per se will be the move.
Yeah, there have been other glasses on the market that have played songs. I don't know why you want to play
snowboarding. I'm telling you, okay. You can't have things in your ear when you fall.
Right, because it's playing out loud. I mean, it's
Just
put headphones in.
Yeah. So aside from snowboarders, but there have been other glasses that take photos. Like Snapchat has been doing this for a long time. Like Snapchat calls themselves a camera company. So obviously, like, this is a thing that companies think people want, but I never see anyone buy them or wear them. And then every other tech company is like, yeah, glasses are going to be a thing, but they're not going to be like music playing, photo taking glasses. They're going to like put a whole display on top of the reality that you're moving through. So I'm just like, I really just don't understand the move for Facebook or for Ray-Ban. Like,
I feel like
Ray-Ban is like a cool company, and this feels like a very uncool move.
Ray-Ban is a cool company, and I feel like these tech companies just feel like they have the means to do it. So why don't they just do it? But yeah, I don't know. I don't know anyone who would buy these either, except for people declawing their cats, I guess.
Listen,
those 10 people.
Always wear protection around cats. Let me tell you, they're very lovable.
Protective goggles and recording.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking, because before you hopped on, Brianna, we were talking about like what would Apple possibly do, you know, with a mixed reality headset sort of situation. And I was thinking, I guess in Meta's situation, it would be wearing the Ray-Ban so that when you're walking on the street, every person that you see who you don't know is wearing an NFT that you purchased.
Oh my God, Flo, I can't even get into this.
Wait, now.
You're going to upset me.
Wait. No, because you can't wear an NFT that you purchased, because an NFT is not.
I don't know, man. They keep trying to sell me Adidas shoes in the app or something like that. I don't know. Don't they have some partnerships coming?
Yeah, but it's just an image. It's a digital thing. You don't actually own anything.
That's the whole point, Flo.
But yeah. Flo. God. We have been over
I'm
this.
Confused.
You cannot own anything physical. It's just made up. Okay.
2022. We are all confused. That is the headline, but at least we're wearing Wayfarers, so everyone looks cool.
Yeah. Everyone will look cool, but you won't actually own the Wayfarers. Your avatar will have
a unique skin that symbolizes.
Yes. Yes. People in
a
virtual
world. What are we doing?
How will people know you're cool if you don't spend thousands of dollars on something that's not real?
This just reminds me of like World of Warcraft armor. Like, the people will just go through so much trouble. I know, but worse.
It's somehow even less cool than that.
Yes, at least it kind of has a point in the gaming world. But like in the real world, it's very...
I know.
Well, will you be able to buy them at Nordstrom Rack? That's what I am really concerned about at this point.
Well, there won't be a real Nordstrom Rack.
No,
but in the virtual Nordstrom Rack, I'm sure you can find some cheap Wayfarers on sale that you can't wear, but your avatar can wear them.
And Facebook will track your movements through them, even though you can't wear them.
Oh, yeah, because of course you have to have a Facebook account to
use
these glasses.
You have to say, hey, Facebook, to buy the NFT.
God, what is happening? It's okay. We're all in this together. It's fine. Brianna, thank you so much for joining us to talk about.
I know I derailed us, but I appreciate you.
You know what? I think we did not figure out anything, but that's okay.
No insight provided. Sorry, listeners.
Oh my God. A pleasure as always. Thanks so much, guys.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Well, we're gonna. Okay.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I was trying to get mindful. I'm sorry. Whew. You interrupted me.
I'm sorry. I did not see that coming.
Listen, when the body wants to be spiritual, it just shows up for you.
I'm sorry for interrupting that. Wow. Mm. I just wanted to bring it down a couple of notches because I feel like. Things went off the rails a little bit. But we've discussed how we have no idea what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
We don't know what's happening next year. We thought we knew, and the last week has shown us that we know nothing. So we need to take a step back. We need to chill. I don't know if you have any strategies for like calming your brain, taking a break from things. When I got back from New York, I was in New York last week when we recorded. I got back from New York, immediately caught a cold, which I thought might be COVID. Turns out it was not COVID, but I was isolating for days. And it really forced me to like chill out. I stayed on my couch. I watched a lot of movies. And it was kind of a good reminder that as the year comes to a close and things seem to be getting more ridiculous with every passing day. Like, we really do need to take a moment and just bring it down a couple of notches. So I think in the new year, this is something that I tried to do this year with absolutely no success because my brain just like functions at a very rapid pace. But I did try the Peloton meditation classes. I tried to incorporate them into my routine and they're great. I feel like I just did not try hard enough because, you know, when you're sitting there and you're like, it's like only 10 minutes, but still your mind is, it's like when you're, you know,
might need longer. Maybe you need more than 10 minutes.
It's true. I'm like, let me get this bite-sized meditation out of the way and then I can like resume my normal high speed. And that's like the exact opposite way to approach this, I think. You really need to carve out time for.
I know. It's frustrating. So I've been practicing yoga for like a very long time, for more than 10 years now. And, you know, we always say yoga is a practice, not a perfect. It's a journey. It's been very on and off with me. Like some years I'm just practicing consistently, like it's really helping. Other years I'm just so into everything that's going on. And that's kind of what's been going on these last couple of years. It's been really hard to just carve out time to take, in my case, a Yoga Glow class and get some movement going to kind of get me out of my funk. Another thing, though, that's really helped is just to give myself grace and just say, like, you know what? I'm really tired. It's 8 p.m., but I'm going to go ahead and get in bed because that just feels like the yummiest, best thing I could do for myself right now. And so I did that, like, last night. I actually had some time, but I said, you know what? I'm just going to go straight to bed tonight. And I got like a lot of sleep last night, which I haven't been getting lately. And I don't know. I think life slowing down so much for all of us has also forced us to just kind of actually take it day by day than trying to plan ahead. Because right now I can plan nothing.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, I had my whole like December, January, like lockdown. I was like taking a lot of trips, doing a lot of work stuff. And now I'm like, I don't know what's happening. But I do want, I'm a person who can't really like go with the flow. I mean, you know me, flow, I just can't. So I need like a routine. I need to like plan around a specific thing. So, you know, a lot of people have recommended Headspace or Calm. Like there's a lot of like programs. It seems so crazy to like structure your routine around like programs to chill out. But like some of us need this. Some of us need a program to relax.
That's the reason those wonderful Bose headphones exist, the ones that are really comfortable to sleep with. And they just, I think they just provide like white noise and relaxing tones.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I hate them.
My husband loves those. He relies on those.
No. I tested the first version of them, and every night I would wake up and I had like literally thrown them across the room.
Yeah. In your sleep.
In my sleep. I was like, what is happening? But I don't, I mean, some people can sleep with things in their ears.
Fair.
And I'm just
I do, which is, I know, different.
Yeah.
But it's helped. Let's see. You know what else you could do is develop, and this is a little less techie, but, and I got this one from Yoga Girl's Instagram. She's like a really big yoga influencer. Mm-hmm. She developed a tea ritual.
Oh.
Where she sits and she drinks tea from like a very special teapot. It's given her, I mean, she tries like all these new teas, and you don't have to have so much intent behind it though. Like it doesn't need to be, I need to drink this Rubios because it's for this like mood boosting. It could just be a ritual where you sit down and you give yourself like 10, 15 minutes to just enjoy this cup of something. Yeah.
I feel like I just don't have like the right, I need to set up like a, I have like a little yoga corner in my bedroom where I keep like my mat and like my foam roller and my blocks, but I don't really have like a relaxation corner, and I have space for it. I just don't, I need like a comfortable chair. I need like a little side table. I need like to keep my books there. For me, it has to be intentional. Otherwise,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's what you need to, that's what your thing is.
Yeah.
Like now when you go, I don't know, walking in some new part of LA, you can be like, let's walk into this shop, see if they have anything cute I could like put on my meditation altar or something. I don't know. But give yourself something like, I'm building this area for myself to just like sit and be. I used to be so, you're bringing me back to my days when I used to be so good about that.
Yeah. It's hard. I think it makes it harder that like, you and I have been at home for a long time now, and like there's really no separation between work and home. And like that makes it so much harder to carve out a space. But that's no excuse because we've both carved out spaces in our home to work. Like we have home offices. So we need to be.
I have a home lab. Yes.
You do. The flow lab. Iconic. I wish people could see it. It's like the Sailor Moon imagery is just
right now it's not okay. Right now it's very, very in trouble. Which again, speaking of like mindfulness and trying to chill out, like I was saying to my husband who barged in today.
They like do that, working. Don't they? They do that.
He knows I'm just ribbing on him, but I was just telling him, I feel like I cannot relax until I take care of this pile of boxes. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah.
So
the physical clutter absolutely contributes to mental clutter. And it's hard because right now we're getting ready for CES. We have a lot of stuff arriving that we have to test that we can't talk about
yet. Mona's getting a lot from Santa.
Wow.
Still needs to be wrapped. So
you have time. You have plenty of time.
Listen, she loves dump trucks.
Great.
We got her a lot of dump trucks this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
She's going to be
just a side note,
rolling in the dirt.
I know.
I love that.
She already ruined her Juicy Couture tracksuit.
Wow. Okay.
Because of rolling in the dirt.
And doesn't Mona also have a little Tesla? She's got a mini Tesla.
She does have.
God. Mona's just cruising through the Bay Area in her Juicy Couture tracksuit in her Tesla. I mean, this is the energy we need for 2022.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree. By the way, little Tesla is the only one of her cars that has like an actual horn on it. So she loves to just press the button and it goes beep, beep, which do Teslas have a horn?
I don't know. I feel like they must emit some sort of noise, right? For safety?
Yeah, well, right. I think so.
Sure.
For safety?
The safety features on Teslas are top notch, as we all know.
I think what we really needed out of that segment was to get us laughing a little bit, because that feels good.
Yes. That was what we needed.
That feels good.
Yes. Well, Flo, I hope you have an amazing holiday with your family.
I hope you have an amazing holiday and that you get everything that was on our wish list from a couple episodes ago.
I hope so, too. I've been, like,
with Santa?
I've been sending some emails. Does that count as a hint?
Hey, it's 2020, baby. Santa's got emails. He's got probably NFTs, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Oh, God. The future's bleak. Anyway, but we're having fun, so that's all that counts. Mm-hmm. Flo, thank you so much for being on this journey with me. I appreciate
you. Thank you for being on this journey with me. We got one more podcast left this year, so we'll be back next week, babies.
We will. Before we go, we'd like to thank our producer and sound engineer, Ryan Allen, and our art designer, Vicky Lita. And if you have any comments, questions, if you just want to talk to Flo and I, you can email us at gadgets@gizmodo.com. You can tweet us at Gizmodo. Or you can find us individually on Twitter. I'm at Caitlin_McGarry. And Flo is at OhThatFlo. Please subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're using Apple Podcasts or now Spotify, you can leave us a rating, which would be super helpful. People can find us easier that way, so we appreciate that. Until next week, thank you so much.
Happy holidays, everyone.